Just 7 o'clock on this Friday morning in time for the 7 a.m. edition of the KTRI News, as reported by Jim Wycor. The news brought to you every morning at the same time by WeatherWax, 4th of Nebraska in Sioux City. WeatherWax, the place to go for the names you know. The news after this message from WeatherWax. In merry old England, the guard at the Buckingham Palace gates wouldn't impress a soul without his towering bearskin hat. And in this country, in this season, only a soft felt hat can make the man complete. Like the Stratoliner by Stetson at WeatherWax. Listen, if you are the man with that sneaking hunch that your hat just doesn't quite fit you properly or just doesn't quite look right on your head, get this hat and you'll experience that ego-easing sensation of wearing a hat with assurance and comfort. For this is a lightweight snap-brim fur felt in four colors and a wide choice of head sizes and shapes, including the hard-to-find long oval. You'll go anywhere to any occasion correctly and comfortably covered in the Stratoliner from WeatherWax. Yes, WeatherWax, the place to go for the names you know, 4th and Nebraska, in Sioux City. Senator McCarthy denies under oath the Army's charges that he and his staff used improper influence to get favors for Private David Shine. President Eisenhower says he does not plan now to ask Congress for authority to intervene in the war in Indochina. A House committee votes approval of 1-year extension of the reciprocal trade program. And an explosion and fire in St. Louis kills at least 5 persons and injures 29. That's the news on the world, the national scene in headline form. On the regional scene, District Judge Joseph Leary set bail at $10,000 for 45-year-old Vera May Wright being held in Keokuk Jail on a first-degree murder charge. Previously, Superior Judge Frank Ortel ordered Mrs. Wright held in the county jail without bail after she pleaded not guilty to the murder charge. Mrs. Wright is accused of the May 10th stabbing of Virgil Pickett, also of Keokuk. She is still in jail awaiting the September term of the Lee County Grand Jury. Fire destroyed 2 barns and a truck garage on the Walter Shackley farm near Albion in Marshall County today, with damage estimated at more than $30,000. It was the second time in 7 years the main dairy barn has been destroyed by fire. An estimated 75 young hogs were also lost in the blaze. The fire was discovered at about 4:30 this morning. Fire departments from Albion and Liscombe fought the blaze. Shackley said a change in the direction of the wind saved another stock barn from burning. Luckily, there were no cattle in the dairy barn and no equipment in the garages. The main dairy barn had been rebuilt in 1947. State Fire Marshal Zach Cook says law enforcement officers will take strict measures against persons selling or using fireworks illegally. Cook said he has received reports of persons bringing fireworks into Iowa from Missouri, where they are legal. The sale of fireworks in Iowa is legal only on written permit to town or city councils or township trustees. A victory celebration for Leo Hoeg, who won the Republican nomination for governor in Monday's primary election, has been planned for next Tuesday night in Sheraton. Civic service and community clubs have joined together to honor Hoeg with a picnic supper open to everyone. The weather in just a moment. In old Mexico, Pedro wears his picturesque sombrero out of respect for a hot sun and to complete the national costume of rural Mexicana. And in this country, in this season, only a soft felt hat can make the man complete. Look at that Stetsonian at WeatherWax, for example. This deluxe Stetson hat is in quiet good taste for the person of discrimination, is perfectly proportioned, crown to brim, and adds the crowning touch to other clothes in a well-selected wardrobe. See it today, and you'll want it today at WeatherWax for men's hats. WeatherWax, the place to go for the names you know. 4th in Nebraska, in Sioux City. Partly cloudy with occasional showers or thunder showers with high temperatures of 80 to 85 degrees is the outlook for Iowa. For Sioux City and vicinity, partly cloudy with showers and thunder showers this afternoon. The high today, 85. The expected low tonight, 58 degrees. And the present Sioux City temperature reading is 64 degrees. That's the weather and the news. Listen tomorrow and every morning when WeatherWax brings you the morning news highlights at 7 o'clock from Sioux City Radio, KTRI. The news brought to you this morning from the KTRI newsroom by Jim Wycor. 5 minutes past 7 o'clock, and now on with the musical clock.